And here we are once again, World AIDS Day, the 28th. It's a day to reflect on the 35 million people who've died from the disease, support those living with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, and reevaluate efforts to stop its spread, a big concern. There's still no cure or preventive vaccine for HIV, although there's a major new anti-HIV vaccine trial underway in South Africa. More than 5,000 at-risk volunteers are participating, and we should know how effective that vaccine is within the next few years. But meanwhile, let's check in with Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
And where are we? When we spoke a while back, there was a concern here in the U.S. that younger people in particular were not as cautious about sexually transmitted HIV or transmissions by needles. There seemed to be a forgetfulness about this. So where are we? Are there new cases in the U.S.?
Oh, certainly. We have a problem in the United States that has not really substantially changed, that we have approximately 40,000 new infections each year in the United States, and that is predominantly among African-American men who have sex with men, and among that group, younger people. So we still have that situation where we have not been able to crack that level of getting down substantially below 40,000 new cases and new infections of HIV per year. So we need to implement some of the things that are available, such as pre-exposure prophylaxis and a variety of other prevention modalities.
Go back. Pre-exposure prophylaxis.
Okay. So there are more than a couple of ways that you could prevent infection. One of the important ones is a thing called treatment as prevention, where if you treat individuals who are infected and you get the level of their virus to below detectable level, you dramatically diminish the likelihood that they are going to infect their sexual partners. Mm. In addition, if you get someone who's uninfected, who is at high risk, practicing high risk behavior despite attempts to cut down on that, there is an approach called pre-exposure prophylaxis, which means you give the individual a single pill which contains two antiretroviral drugs, even though that person is not infected. If they take that pill every day, a number of studies have shown if you adhere to the regimen, you can very dramatically diminish the risk of getting an acquisition of infection by well over 90%.
Yeah, well, and you know this because while there are still many more cases than anyone would like, new HIV infections have fallen over the last decade.
Well, yes, but they've hit this plateau, and that's the problem. We can't be sort of lulled into complacency, because if you look at new infections during the really bad years of HIV, there were as many as 120,000, 140,000 per year. They went down dramatically, hit around 40,000, but have now stayed at that level. The demography is different. It's now, as I mentioned, very disparate towards African-American men who have sex with men. We still have other risk groups that get infected, but they're disproportionately more infected.
Well, what else has to happen there, though? Is that education? I mean, we've also talked about how in certain African-American communities, there's still a stigma about homosexuality. Is that a part of this?
Well, absolutely. Stigma is a part of it. We have to diminish the stigma to get people to feel comfortable with coming out and getting tested. And getting tested is critical to so many aspects of addressing the HIV/AIDS epidemic in the United States and even globally. We've got to implement the tools that we have, and we have very good tools to treat and to prevent HIV infection.
Dr. Fauci, here we are, the 28th World AIDS Day, and of course the epidemic was, you know, years before that. So we're decades into this. As I always do every AIDS Day, I want to point people to the Los Altos story. Just Google it. It's the work of a Rotary Club in Northern California that got together to try to tackle this issue. They're now working, you know, across Africa. Let's look a little at the positive side. You know, how many people have become energized to try to do something? What would you like to point people to?
Well, what I'd like to point people to is to, first of all, eliminate stigma, because stigma gets in the way of getting people into the programs that we know work. If you look at the infections just taken in the United States, 12% of the people don't know that they are infected, yet they account for transmitting about 30% of all the infections in the United States. Importantly, the people who are infected know they're infected but are not in an adequate care program. Those individuals are responsible for transmitting about 62 to 63% of all the infections. So if all you did was to identify, test everyone who's infected, get them into an adequate program of care and treatment, you could actually theoretically and truly eliminate more than 90% of the infections in the United States. So remove stigma, get people tested, and get them into the proper programs of either prevention or treatment.
That's Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, thank you so much.
It's good to be with you.